City of St. Petersburg has been taking some heat over the release of partially treated sewage in Tampa Bay when Hermine passed by right after Labor Day. As WSF's Quincy Walters reports, the city is opening up and giving tours of its sewage plants.
When you first get to St. Petersburg's Northeast sewage plant, it smells as you'd expect it to.
And you can start smelling an earth smell. That's what you
but
should smell.
But tours of the facility were given to the public to clear the air, if you will. Craven Askew is the chief plant operator who blew the whistle about the city's sewage spills.
Anything that's overflowing has to be reported to everybody. And what we do, we look why we overflow, and then we fix it to find out, was it a pump, was something broken? And then what we do is call it lessons learned and fix it.
Mayor Rick Kreisman and the city have been criticized for not fixing the problem.
You know, we've got a plan, and we're going to address it, and we're going to fix it.
And what is the plan?
So the plan is to add significant capacity, starting with our Southwest plant. We're looking at this plant here in the Northeast and also our Northwest plant for capacity increases.
Kreisman says pipes and manholes throughout the city need to be fixed as well. He says addressing the problem begins with finding $100 million and educating the public. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.